Hi, friend, and welcome to the Brand Strategy Podcast, a show created to equip you with the inspiration, encouragement, and clarity you need to build the brand of your dreams. I'm your host, Bonnie Bakhtiari, brand designer, strategist, and founder of The Illume Retreat. From sustainable strategy to heartfelt encouragement, each episode is designed to equip you with the tools you need to chase after your dreams. Because you deserve a brand that empowers you to do what you love, connects with your dream clients, and offers a deep sense of fulfillment along the way. So grab a cup of coffee and join me on this journey, won't you? Hey friends, welcome back to the Brand Strategy Podcast, where today I am sharing three practical ways you can set big picture goals in your design business. So whether you are an established designer and you are a total pro at what you do, or you are just getting started and you're beginning to dip your toe into the world of freelance work, I want to make it easy for you to end this year with confidence and clarity. So today I'm going to be talking you through three different ways that you can approach setting those big picture goals that honor what growth and what success looks like to you in your design business. Now, over the years that I have worked with fellow designers through my course, The Brand Strategy School, I've seen so many different beautiful and worthwhile goals being accomplished. From hitting consistently profitable months to the tune of 10 or 20 plus K a month, or from being able to retire your partner from their corporate job, or maybe even leave your corporate job to spend time with your family or your friends. There are so many different worthwhile definitions of success, essentially, that you can be pursuing. And the beautiful thing is all of them are equally worthwhile. But with the end of the year coming around the corner, I think it's important that we take a minute to think through how we can finish strong and how we can continue to define those big picture goals in a way that continually propels you forward. I actually got a few questions in a group that I run for designers around how to continue to pursue growth when you're not quite sure what that end goal is, right? So what this person was talking about, they were talking about, how do I continue to show up in my business and take action day after day when I don't really know what it is that I'm pursuing? And it's important that we define what we are pursuing so that we're taking informed action. It's kind of this necessary process that we need to be walking through as designers so that we can grow in the right ways. Now, what I want to share with you is it's important to know that everyone is going to have an opinion on how to define what success looks like to you. Everyone is going to have an opinion on what the right way to set clear goals is. And ultimately, all that I can do is just share what I've experienced as successful, what has worked for me and what has worked for the hundreds of students that I've taught over the years. This hopefully will work for you too. This hopefully will be something that you can take at least a nugget of encouragement or truth away from. But if this doesn't work for you, that's okay. That just means that your beautiful brain works in an incredibly unique way. And that is never something to feel bad about or to second guess. But I want to share with you that identifying how you can set big picture goals in your design business is not set on a specific calendar or a specific time frame. So I know right now I'm talking about how the end of the year is rolling around and, you know, we're already in Q4 and so we're thinking about finishing strong. But here's the thing. If you are just now getting around to setting those big picture goals for your design business, you're not bound to the calendar. You're not bound to any kind of time frame. You are not late. You are not behind. You, my friend, are right on time. So don't overthink this. Don't get caught up in specific time frames or feeling like you need to have this all sorted out by January 1st, because January 1st is just another day on the calendar and you get to choose the goals you're pursuing in a way that serves you best, in a timeline that serves you best, whenever you want. So as we get started with this, first and foremost, I want you to know your why. If you're going to be identifying a big picture goal that's going to propel you forward and is going to inform the action that you take as you continually grow your design business, whether you're a graphic designer, a brand designer, a web designer, year after year, it is important that you know why you do this work that you do so that you're constantly making decisions that honor that why. This is something that I not only guide my own custom branding clients through on a consistent basis. This is like one of the very foundational questions that we walk through as I guide them through my signature brand strategy process. But I also share this inside the Brand Strategy School, my course for designers, because if we're going to be leveraging brand strategy to elevate your business, we need to understand the why behind every single brand that you build. And friend, your brand is no exception. At the end of the day, why do you do this work that you do? What is that core motivator, the reason that gets you up out of bed every single day? And I'm going to say that it's probably a little bit more meaningful than just to make money. Not that I'm knocking making money, because I believe that having a profitable business is key. Otherwise, you just have a really expensive hobby and like no one has time for that. So instead, I want you to be thinking about why you do this work that you do, why it matters so much to you, and how that shows up in your business day after day, week after week, and so forth. Next step, I want you to define what success means to you. This is absolutely a topic that I talk about so much here on the podcast because it's one that matters so much to me. What does success look like to you? Because here's the thing, success is probably going to look different to you than it does to your best friend in the industry. Success to me might look very different than what success looks like to you, and that's okay because everyone's unique definition of success is worthwhile and is 100% worth pursuing. But I think it's important that we understand that we're all probably chasing a slightly different version of success so that we don't get confused and we don't start to copy the ways that other people are chasing after their goals. Because the steps that I might be taking to grow my business may not be a good fit for you because the growth that I am dreaming of and that I am pursuing may not be the growth that you're dreaming of and that you're wanting to pursue. If we think of it this way, so many entrepreneurs out here, so many marketing experts are telling us what it takes to build a six-figure, seven-figure, you know, sometimes even an eight-figure business, and that's amazing. But if you don't want a business that generates revenue on that scale, you don't need to be doing what they're doing in order to hit that kind of goal. If you're dreaming of something that is cozy and that is small and that is only bringing in what you need and maybe a little bit more each year and that is it, you do not need to be taking the steps or following the marketing plan or implementing the strategies that a seven or eight figure entrepreneur is implementing. I hope that makes sense. So understanding what success looks like to you, whether that means building a massive empire, building a cohesive design agency. Maybe that means launching a template shop, or maybe that means getting into education as a designer, building a coaching program or course. Maybe to you, that means being able to work with a handful of clients, one-on-one clients each year, but at a really high price point so that you can take a lot of time off. Maybe you want to continually just be present with your family, or maybe you want to travel. Maybe you want to do something like write a book or take up a really incredible hobby, and you know that you need time carved out of your schedule to do that. Whatever success looks like to you, define it, because having that definition in mind is going to keep you on track and is going to help you make decisions that honor that definition of success when other things might appear like shiny objects in the distance. And then the next step that I want you to take, third of these three ways to set these big picture goals in your design business, is to then edit with intention. So if you have identified the why behind your business, if you have identified what success means to you, from there, the next logical step is sitting down and thinking, okay, a year from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now, where do I want to be? And then from there, it's easy to start putting ideas down on paper of, okay, if I'm going to hit this revenue goal, or if I'm going to grow my team in this way, I need to do this, this, and this. And that's when we start filling up notebooks or like brain dumping in a Google Doc somewhere, all of the things that we're going to do and all the steps we're going to take. And it's easy when we are doing that, so easy. I find myself doing this too, even to this day. It's so easy to allow other outside influences to dictate what we're putting down on those sheets of paper. So for example, if you are dreaming of growing your team, you are an amazing opportunity to focus on generating consistent revenue in a way that prepares you financially to bring on your first team member. So maybe right now isn't the best time to experiment with Facebook ads or get into a costly investment, like investing in a whole bunch of new equipment that you don't really need or something like that, right? So let's say that you see everyone posting about the new iPad on Instagram, and it seems like, wow, something that you would totally use in your business, something that would be such an awesome business expense. But if you're wanting to bring on an assistant or bring on a VA or that first hire in your business, maybe that person, maybe that position, hiring that person, outsourcing that position is a more important and more pertinent investment than investing in new equipment, if that makes sense. So what I want you to do when you are writing down all of these ideas, all of these dreams that you're wanting to chase after, go back through, brain dump. Yes, absolutely. Get all those ideas out on paper, but then go back through and edit. Say, okay, am I pursuing this because I really want to experience the outcome? Or am I pursuing this because that's what this coach that I follow on social media is telling me I should do? Do I want to do this thing because I know that it will get me closer, one step closer towards my definition of success, and it will do so in a way that honors the why behind my work? Or am I doing it because I think that's what people at my point in business, my stage in business, are supposed to do? Right? I hope you're starting to see how there's a difference between the true steps you should be taking and you can be taking to propel yourself forward versus the kinds of steps that don't really mean a lot in terms of adding to your progress. This is something that I really love digging into with my students inside the Brand Strategy School, where one of my favorite things about this group, you guys, is that we have a private Facebook community. And inside that private Facebook community, I'm able to go live each month and answer their questions on our live Q&A calls. But also, as people are making progress or diving into the Brand Strategy Blueprint that I teach inside this course, they're able to share questions or say, hey, I'm launching this course or I'm doing this thing. What do you think about it? What are some steps I should be taking? And the cool thing about it is we get to say, awesome, I love that you're pursuing this. How does this align with your big picture vision? How does this align with the kind of design business you want to be growing? And a lot of the time, if we peel back the layers a little bit, kind of like an onion, we start to see that there's a big difference between the next steps that we're pursuing because we truly want them and we truly see them as that next stepping stone towards that new level of success that honors our big picture vision. Or it could be just a shiny thing that we need to call out for what it is. And we can say, maybe one day, maybe later, but right now that's not actually propelling me forward in the direction that I want to go. This is something that I absolutely love because the strategy side of my brain really loves getting to kind of break down and see the pattern between where someone wants to go, where they are now, and the steps they can take in order to make that happen. And trust me, friend, I know that that's not always easy to identify for yourself. That's definitely something that over the years I've benefited so heavily from hiring coaches or mentors, joining programs, and learning from people who aren't as invested in my business as I am. So they can tell me what steps I can be taking that will help me honor that big picture goal that I've set in place in the first place. So friend, I hope this encourages you today as we turn our focus towards, you know, making the most of Q4 and ending 2020 with so much intention. I want you to be walking away knowing three ways that you can set big picture goals in your design business that are not going to add more to your plate, that are not going to, pull you in the direction of like the shiniest and coolest new thing on the block, but instead are going to keep you firmly rooted in what success can look like for you and your business and what that kind of growth that you're dreaming of can look like. And as always, I'm going to be here in Waco just cheering you on every single step of the way. And you know what, friend? I would love to know if you're tuning into today's episode and you're thinking about those big picture goals for the coming months or even the coming years in your design business, I would love it if you would share them with me. So just hop on Instagram. You can find me at Bonnie Joy Marie and send me a DM and tell me what you are dreaming of, what those big picture goals for your design business are, because I cannot wait to hear what is next for you. And I also just can't wait to get to celebrate that future growth with you in that way. So as always, if you're tuning in and you want to catch up with any of the content we've been talking about today, if you just head to brandstrategypodcast.com and click on today's episode, you'll be able to grab the show notes for all the resources that we've talked about in today's episode, as well as kind of a breakdown of each point by point. And if this episode resonated with you and you know someone in the design industry who could benefit from it, I would be so honored if you passed along this link to them so that we can just uplift fellow designers and we can just continue to make big things happen in the design industry. As always, friends, I'm so grateful that you are tuning into the Brand Strategy Podcast, and I can't wait to hang out with you again soon. Thank you so much for joining me today, friend. Before you go, I would be so grateful to receive your feedback on the Brand Strategy Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or the podcast in general has helped you grow your brand, I'd really appreciate it if you left us a review in iTunes. Your positive reviews enable the Brand Strategy Podcast to continue to grow and reach like-minded creatives just like you. Plus, I'll be randomly selecting a handful of lucky reviewers each month to receive a little thank you surprise from me in the mail. Thank you for all your support and encouragement as together we pursue building brands with purpose and intention. Until next time, I'm cheering you on from Waco.